There are some technical signs that prices have peaked. Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, I understand both wheat and corn prices have fallen off.
Well, there's signs that the prices have peaked. Technically, we got up there at low volume, declining open interest, both signs that that the buyers just aren't there. And what we saw was corn led the prices up, wheat seems to be leading the prices back down.
And what do you think is really going on with the corn market?
Well, if you look at the corn, there's just lack of supply. You go back 4 months, actually go back to the June report, 166 bushels per acre, 14.4 billion bushels of corn production, more than adequate corn, building stocks up to 1.8 billion bushels, ending stocks. As we look at now this week, a report came out, 124 bushels per acre, 11.1 billion bushels. Ending stocks with that amount of production, if something doesn't change, you know, you're talking about 500 or 600 million bushels, just not adequate corn, very tight corn stocks.
And with supplies so tight on corn though, why are prices lower?
Because the prices are like a pendulum. They swing too low and they swing too high. This time they swung, they hit $8. There seems to be a wall there at $8. Plus, we imported corn in the last couple weeks. Brazil prices for corn, the Brazilian prices, $35 to $40 a ton, less than the U.S. prices. So there's other sources of corn. Stocks are tight. Also, on wheat, there's adequate supplies of wheat.
And you said that wheat prices are impacting corn prices. How so?
They're pulling them down because, like I said, there is adequate supplies of wheat. The wheat price goes up to keep wheat out of the feed market. As the corn prices stabilized, came down a little bit, the market no longer has to bid that wheat up there to keep it out of the feed market. So the wheat will lead the corn back down.
Okay, and what are you watching now in terms of wheat?
Well, I'm watching the September contract at $8.56. We're above it. We break that, we'll go another 50 down. The December contract on Kansas City at $8.74.
Okay, and final word of marketing advice for producers?
Producers, I think they need to, if they haven't sold some wheat, go ahead and sell it on this rally. August has never been the best month to sell wheat, so they need to be careful with that.
Okay, Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. We'll see you next week.